I'm Scott Fulmer. You're listening to the Intermountain PI Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Intermountain PI Podcast. Broadcasting from somewhere along the Wasatch Front in historic Salt Lake City, I'm your host, Scott Fulmer, a licensed Utah private investigator and author of Confessions of a Private Eye, available on Amazon. You can find me on the web at www.intermountainpi.com. This is the Intermountain PI Podcast, Episode 4, How Private Investigators Find Military Service Members. You know, as private investigators, we locate witnesses and we find missing persons, and occasionally these missing persons turn out to be veterans or active duty military service members, specifically those who have served in the military, you know, veterans, those who are no longer serving, and those currently serving, which are referred to as active duty. Unfortunately for private investigators, finding military service members is not always easy. In fact, the Privacy Act and military regulations generally prohibit releasing the address and phone number of service members. However, if you don't know how private investigators find military service members, then these tips may help. So you start with your proprietary databases. So really, for the first thing you need to do is forget the fact that your missing person is a veteran or on active duty. After all, they're just people. So as a private investigator, approach this as you would any other missing person's investigation. You need to call relatives. You need to conduct door knocks. You need to check the local papers. And to begin with, you gather whatever data you already have. Second, use proprietary databases like TLO, DelPoint, IDI Core. And by way of full disclosure, I use DelPoint and IDI Core. And also, you may be able to verify that a military service member is active duty through the Service Members Civil Relief Act, the SCRA. Now, the link to that search is going to be on this post, which is on my website at intermountainpi.com. And in order to search for veterans and active duty military service members, you're going to need to know a couple of things. For starters, you need to understand the abbreviations for military ranks, and you're going to need to be familiar with military addresses. They're a little bit different than normal addresses, and both of those things will come in handy as you conduct your investigation. So again, if you go to the post, you will see a link to a chart where all military ranks are listed. For each military branch, and below each rank is the abbreviation for that rank. For example, maybe you're looking for someone named SPC Bob Jones. Well, the SPC is the abbreviation for specialist. It indicates that Bob is a specialist or an E4 in the U.S. Army. And by the way, the E stands for enlisted, and it stipulates the pay grade of the service member. Obviously, E1 is the lowest pay grade and goes all the way up to E8 and further. O stands for officer and specifies the same thing. The higher the number after the E or O, the longer, typically, the individual has been in the military. Officers have college degrees, and with the exception of the higher enlisted ranks, most enlisted military service members do not have degrees. Now, they may have college, but they don't have an actual degree. But as you pull databases, you may find addresses as well that don't make sense, and you can also go to my website. Let me just say now that I've got about 40 or more links, hyperlinks, on this post, How Private Investigators Find Military Service Members. And so rather than tell you each link itself, you just need to go to the post, and you'll be able to click on it and go. It'll take you right there. And that includes a list of the military installations by state and by country for all the U.S. branches of the military. And then just to clarify, if an active duty member, someone who is in the military, if they live off base, then they will have a normal address like you and I for the most part. They just live in civilian housing off base. That's because there's never enough housing on post or on base for everyone. And if a service member is married and he lives on base, he may also have a normal looking address too, but it may be something like, 734 Tank Killer Avenue, something, you know, strange like that. Now, if they are single and they're a low rank, E1, E2, E3, and they live on base, they probably will live in the barracks. And if that's the case, then the address will include their unit. So it may say Specialist Bob Jones, HHC1/502INF Mortars, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 42223. And that basically means that Specialist Jones is in HHC or headquarters, and headquarters company. It could be A for Alpha Company, B for Bravo Company. One of the 502, which means first of the 502nd Infantry, and then Mortars tells you what squad he's in, or what platoon, excuse me. Obviously, the address will differ based on the military branch and the kind of unit, and that pretty much was just an example from the Army. And then furthermore, several U.S. military installations are based overseas in foreign countries. So overseas addresses include the designation APO. Army Post Office, or FPO, Fleet Post Office, or DPO, Diplomatic Post Office, and so forth. And furthermore, they may include additional identifiers such as AE, Armed Forces Europe, AA, Armed Forces Americas, or AP, Armed Forces Pacific. I know this is confusing. It's not confusing to me because I was in the Army, but if you've not served in the military and if you're not familiar with this kind of stuff, it can be confusing. So again, I would recommend you actually read the post on my website, and it'll be a lot more clear there, and you'll be able to click on the links and get all the additional information you're looking for. One other thing that will help you when you're trying to find someone who was on active duty is the base locator. So if you're trying to locate someone on active duty, each military installation will have a base locator, and that's a telephone number. And if you call that phone number, they'll help you locate the subject. Furthermore, each military installation will have a website, and the website is where you typically will find the phone number for the base locator. So to help you in your search, if the proprietary databases only work so well, you're going to want to look into each military branch. Now, let's start with the U.S. Air Force. By the way, there are 5 U.S. military branches. So if your subject is on active duty in the Air Force, you can check out the U.S. Air Force Worldwide Locator. Again, the link is on the website. They will not have information if your subject is a veteran and no longer in the Air Force. You're going to need the name, the rank, the Social Security number, and the date of birth of the individual. You can also call the Air Force locator at 210-565-2660, or you can submit the request in writing to HQAFPC/DS1W, 550 C Street West, Suite 50, Randolph Air Force Base, Texas, 78150-4752. And I can tell you that all unofficial requests must be submitted in writing, and there is a small fee for this. And you can call the Total Force Service Center as well at 800-525-0102. Another thing you can do is if the veteran is a member of the Air Force Association or the Air Force Sergeants Association, they might be able to help you locate that individual. So what about the Army? Well, the Army unfortunately closed their worldwide locator over security concerns, so obviously not very helpful. So to locate someone in the Army, you're going to need the help of someone that's already in the Army. Somebody on active duty, somebody in the Army National Guard, a retiree, or someone in the Army Reserves. They should have access to the Army Knowledge website. They should have an online account, and there they'll be able to search for someone for you. You can also try the Army Human Resource Center or the U.S. Army Enlisted Records and Evaluation Center. The Army Human Resources Service Center, you can call them at 1-888-ARMY-HRC. Which is 1-888-276-9472, and you can also email them at askhrc.army@us.army.mil, that's M-I-L, Commander, or the U.S. Army Enlisted Records and Evaluation Center, Attention Locator, 8899 East 56th Street, Fort Benjamin Harrison, Indiana, 462-49-5301, and their phone number is 1-888 1-866-771-6357. Now you're beginning to understand why I'm recommending that you go to the actual post on my website, because a lot of information here, and it doesn't necessarily translate well over a podcast, but hopefully you'll be okay with it. Okay, what about the U.S. Marines? The Marines can help you find a few good men and women, both active duty and retirees. You can make a request by telephone at 760-725-5171. However, you're going to need to be a government official, obviously, you know, with the DOD or law enforcement, or a family member. If your client is a family member, then this is going to be a great option. You can also try calling the following number, 703-784-3941, 703-784-3942, or 703-784-3943. You can also send your request in writing along with a $3.50 fee to Headquarters U.S. Marine Corps, Personnel Management Support Branch, open parentheses, MOMS-17, close parentheses, and they are at 2008 Elliott Road in Quantico, Virginia, 22134-5030. Now, if you're if the individual that you found was in the Marine Corps and they've already separated or they've retired, send your request to Separation and Retirement Branch, Head Retired Services, open parentheses, MMSR-6, close parentheses, and they are at 3280 Russell Road in Quantico, Virginia, 22134. And their email address is smb.manpower.mmsr6@usmc.mil. All military addresses will end in M-I-L. Okay, what about the Navy? The Navy's worldwide locator link is on the website. And they might be able to help you find someone on active duty, and this includes retirees or people who have left the Navy within the last year. You can call them at 866-827-5672 or 901-874-3388. But again, it's going to need to be official business, a family member, or a current Navy personnel. So again, if your client is a family member, this is a great option. And like most requests, you'll need to the service member's full name, their Social Security number, and rank. If you want to submit it in writing, you're going to need to submit a $3.50 fee to the Navy Worldwide Locator, BUPERS-07, Customer Service Center, 5720 Integrity Drive in Millington, Tennessee, 38055-3120. Finally, what about the Coast Guard? The U.S. Coast Guard is now under the Department of Homeland Security, and they only maintain information on active duty members. And with the Coast Guard, you'll have to submit your request in writing to Coast Guard Personnel Command, open parentheses, CGPC-ADM-3, close parentheses. And they're located at 2100 2nd Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20593-0001. And for more information, their telephone number is 202-267-0581. So those are the military branches, and if they are not willing to release the information, there's some other methods that you can use. One of the things that you can do is contact the VA, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The VA will forward a letter to a veteran, but they're only going to do that if they have the veteran's address on record. So if the veteran is retired or disabled, they will more than likely have the address, or if the veteran is has a VA health care. But you'll need to submit an unsealed stamped envelope to the VA, include a short note to the VA explaining who you're trying to reach, and then you would take your unsealed stamped envelope to the nearest VA regional office. And the links to all the regional offices for the VA are on this post. And then you wait. The American Red Cross can also contact an active duty military service member wherever they're at, although it has to be an emergency. So again, you might have a relative do this if they are your client, and again, if it is an emergency. You can call the Red Cross at 877-272-7337, and you can also submit that request online, and again, go to the post for that link. Furthermore, there are a host of other organizations and websites that might be able to help you locate a veteran. Some of them include VetFriends.com, Military.com, BuddyFinder, Military Cupid, which is a dating service for military people, Together We Served, the American Soldier Registry, GI Search, American Ex-Prisoners of War, the American GI Forum, the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, AM Vets, the Wounded Warrior Project, Vietnam Veterans of America, the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and the Military Officers Association of America, and that is just to name a few. You will find links to all of those on this post at intermountainpi.com. Finally, the book, How to Locate Anyone Who Is or Has Been in the Military. It is the definitive source, and it offers a lot more information than I have time for in this short podcast. There's a link to it on my website, and you can find it on Amazon. It was published several years ago by an ex-military officer. And I would say that there are, you know, hundreds of other ways to locate people who are in the military or who have served. And hopefully these few tips that I provided will help you get a good start. Join me next week for another episode of the Intermountain PI Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, the Blueberry Network, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would, please show your support for the podcast by giving me a 5-star review. It's a small thing to do, but it really goes a long way. Until next time, this is Utah Private Investigator Scott Fulmer, reminding you the game is afoot.